Here's a sort of nitpicky thought that I'll title, Maximum Black is Not Magic. In my youth, there was a tremendous push in the wet darkroom to get the blackest black we could. And so, for example, we pursued exotic chemistry. The normal paper developer that most everybody used was Dectol. And that was sort of the standard developer for gelatin silver black and white materials. But, you could use Amidol, which was a much more exotic chemical, and Edward Weston used Amidol, so wowee. And Amidol was better because it would give you a deeper, richer black, and that was supposed to be somehow magic. Having a deeper black meant that you had more room in the shadows to develop details, and there was a greater contrast ratio between the highlights and those deep, dark blacks. And so, boy, I can't believe how much time I spent pursuing that in my youth. I remember finally achieving, with the use of Amidol, I might add, some deep, rich blacks. But when other people looked at my prints, they pretty commonly said, yeah, but these look really contrasty. They weren't very good photographs. But boy, oh boy, did they have deep blacks. And it took me a while to learn that really the magic of a black and white photograph is not how deep the black is. It's the chord of tones that create the grays, the dark grays, the middle grays, the light grays. When you get the right balance of grays and a pretty good deep black, doesn't hurt, you end up with a lovely print. So that was sort of my second phase, to focus on the gray tones, and in particular, the combination of gray tones that set the mood of a black and white photograph. But then, eventually, I was introduced to platinum-palladium printing. And the problem with platinum-palladium printing is the blacks aren't very black at all. Using a densitometer, for example, a black in a good gelatin silver print might reach as much as 2.2. If you selenium toned it, it might even go up to 2.3. That's very, very dark. Whereas a platinum-palladium print, you're probably going to be somewhere between 1.5 and 1.6. That's as black as it gets. That's kind of like zone 4 gray in a gelatin silver print. And if that was as black as black went in a gelatin silver print, you'd think, oh, this looks awful. But in a platinum palladium print, it looks fine. How's that work? Well, it's simply because our mind is more powerful than the tones. That is to say, we adapt the way we see a photograph based on the medium of presentation. When you look at a platinum palladium print, our expectations change. We think of that 1.55 or 1.6 black is still black. It's just not as dark as gelatin silver, but it still reads as a shadow. It still reads as a black area of subject matter because we adjust the scale up and down. Well, if that's the case, then is it really necessary to chase maximum black in a gelatin silver print? Or is there something else going on? Clearly, the answer is that all the tones contribute, but so does the viewer's mind. That youthful pursuit in my gelatin silver days of trying to get maximum black was kind of a waste of time, other than I learned a lot about how black and white chemistry works, and I developed a feel for how to make an interesting black and white photograph with the right kinds of tones that included blacks and all the grays, all the way up to the paper base white. The primary lesson I learned was that good photographs are not determined by densitometer readings any more than a piano player is judged by how loud they can play. It's the chords that count. It's the combination of blacks and whites and paper and content and mood and contrast and texture. There's so much that goes into a photograph. And to isolate any one characteristic, like the D-max of gel and silver paper, is to kind of miss the point in a very important way. I suppose it's worthwhile studying such things as you're learning the craft, but to invest too heavily in the characteristics of tone or color balance or anything else is not going to lead you to a path of successful photography, other than the fact that as you develop the content for your images, knowing how to get there will be a useful thing. But it's so easy and so wrong to confuse excellence of craft with excellence of art.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.